Texas A&M removes two officials over professor pushing radical gender ideology in viral video. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 10, 2025. Texas A&M has removed two officials after a student and professor were heard arguing about radical gender ideology in a viral video, which ended with the student getting kicked out of the classroom by the professor. Texas A&M University President Mark A. Welsh III ordered his provost to remove a dean and department head following a viral video in which a professor is heard telling a student to leave the class after she raised legal and religious concerns about a radical gender identity lecture, according to a report by the Houston Chronicle. In the video, the student can be heard telling the professor, "I'm not entirely sure this is legal to be teaching, because according to our president there's only two genders." And he said that he would be freezing agencies funding programs that promote gender ideology. Watch below. This also very much goes against, not only myself, but a lot of people's religious beliefs, and so I am not going to participate in this. The student continued, adding that she does not want to promote something that is against our president's laws, as well as against my religious beliefs. The professor can then be heard telling the student, "You are under a misconception," before declaring that her own gender is not illegal. "What we are doing is not illegal, and if you would like to make a claim that it is, you need to talk to the department head or the head of undergraduates," the professor said. The student then informed the teacher that she has already been in contact with the president of A&M, adding, "I actually have a meeting with him, in person, to show all of my documentation. We are also aware, and this is part of why there was an observer in class." The professor replied, adding, "I'm not convinced that your proposal will be effective in stopping me from teaching things that are biologically true." The professor then used the appeal to authority, proclaiming, "I do have the legal and ethical authority, professional expertise in this classroom, and it's time for you to leave now." U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division Harmy Dillon reacted to the viral video saying that her office would be looking into the matter, which she called deeply concerning. "I learned this afternoon that key leaders in the College of Arts and Sciences approved plans to continue teaching course content that was not consistent with the course's published description," Welsh said in a later statement. "As a result, I directed the provost to remove the dean and department head from their administrative positions, effective immediately," the Texas A&M president continued. "Our students use the published information in the course catalog to make important decisions about the courses they take in pursuit of their degrees," he added. "If we allow different course content to be taught from what is advertised, we let our students down. When it comes to our academic offerings, we must keep our word to our students and to the state of Texas," Welsh said. Elsewhere, the university president reportedly stated, "Indoctrination of any kind is not a practice at Texas A&M and will not be tolerated. This summer a children's literature course contained content that did not align with any reasonable expectation of standard curriculum for the course," Welsh added. Glenn Hagar, the chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, also condemned indoctrination in the class, saying what was heard in the video, as well as several leaked instructional materials, are irreconcilable with the system's values, the Houston Chronicle reported. "It is unacceptable for A&M system faculty to push a personal political agenda," Hagar said. "We have been tasked with training the next generation of teachers and child care professionals. That responsibility should prioritize protecting children, not engaging in indoctrination." Hagar added that early investigations appear to reveal that the professor did not comply with instructions to align course materials to the course description. "I will work with the Board of Regents to make certain that the A&M system takes the disciplinary action necessary to ensure this does not happen again at one of our campuses," Hagar said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.